Hey guys, I'd like to introduce you to a new podcast that I know you're going to love. Do you like travel? Do you like picturesque locations and getting away from it all? Well, this new podcast has all that and murder. It's called Slaycation, and it's a darkly humorous look at murders and mysterious deaths that took place on vacation. Hosted by a true crime fanatic, her comedy writer husband, and his TV producing partner, Slaycation brings a unique perspective to chilling, thrilling, and WTF stories of vacations gone horribly wrong. From the twisted tale of Harold and Tony Henthorne, whose romantic anniversary in the Rocky Mountains ended with one of them falling off a cliff, to Angelica and Vincent, two recently engaged lovebirds whose Hudson Valley kayaking adventure ended underwater. Each episode of Slaycation will have you asking, accident or murder? But it's not just the stories that'll intrigue you. It's the discussion between a longtime married couple and business partners who happen to be Emmy-nominated TV producers. Each episode of Slaycation also includes humor, takeaway and travel tips that will keep your next vacation from being your last. If you're ready to pack your body bags, Slaycation is available on all major podcast platforms. Search for Slaycation on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Karina Bemisterfer, host of Morning Cup of Murder, your daily true crime podcast. Yes, you heard me right, daily true crime. Every day, Morning Cup of Murder tells you a straightforward, short-form story about murder, true crime, cold cases, disappearances, serial killers, cults, and more. And I do that all in under 15 minutes. With over 3 years of stories and over 20 million downloads, the Morning Cup of Murder podcast has become a staple of so many people's daily routines. So why not add it to yours? Stream Morning Cup of Murder everywhere you listen to podcasts, and remember, stay safe.
Regardless of whether you believe in them or not, the idea of cryptids existing in the world is always an interesting road to explore. The reason why is simple. Scientists say that around 86% of species on land and 91% of those underwater have yet to be explored by science. And 18,000 new species are discovered each and every year. Meaning, there's a lot out there that we don't know about. Add to this fact that throughout the world, it's estimated that only 10% of the world's caves have been discovered, and we got a recipe for a wild and eye-opening episode. Here are five terrifying caves inhabited by cryptids. Number 5, Mammoth Cave. Mammoth Cave National Park is known around the world for its extensive and intricate cave system. Located in the central western part of Kentucky, it's one of the largest in the world with over 400 miles of explored passageways, the highlight of which is Mammoth Cave itself. It's a popular destination for explorers, scientists, and tourists, and over time, has gained a bit of a reputation for its many mysteries and legends. One of which is the idea that a Bigfoot type of creature could be living inside this cave. Through the years, this has been corroborated by many accounts from witnesses who have claimed that they've seen the creature in and around Mammoth Cave, and a recent account even made it to national headlines. On July 28th of 2019 at around 2 in the morning, federal officials were called to the park because of multiple gunshots being fired there. While authorities didn't divulge all the details of the case, a camper named Brad Ginn says he was there along with his girlfriend. The two were sleeping around 1 a.m. when they woke up to footsteps approaching their tent. They could see flashlights moving about, so they got up to find a man and his young son approaching. The man then explained that something was bothering them at their campsite nearby. They kept on hearing strange noises, and while they knew it sounded crazy, they thought that it could be a Bigfoot. Ginn didn't really know what to make of it, and without anything currently happening, the pair returned to their tent. But then, just about 5 minutes later, they heard at least one gunshot ringing from the direction of where the father and son had gone. The man and his boy then came running back to Ginn's campsite to tell them that they encountered the Bigfoot again, and this time it approached them. Scared for their lives, the dad had no choice but to fire at the cryptid. As with most in that situation, Ginn and his lady friend packed up as fast as possible and immediately left the site. That incident is currently still under investigation. The Kentucky Bigfoot Organization reports that there have been around 400 alleged Bigfoot sightings in Kentucky over the years. Many of them have occurred around this national park, so perhaps all 400 are just people telling tall tales. But then again, maybe Bigfoot has found a home in one of the world's largest cave systems. Number 4. Minyoko. The Amazon jungle is wet, dense, and dark underneath the canopy. This vast rainforest in South America is unforgiving terrain, dangerous animals, and deadly diseases. So, it's not for the faint of heart. But still, if you think you're strong enough to brave the elements there, perhaps this cryptid will make you think again. Located deep in the heart of Sao Paulo, Brazil, the Minyoko Cave is known for its large underground and unexplored chambers. Even more intriguing than that is how it got its name. The Minyoko is a mythical creature, a giant earthworm, said to inhabit the Amazon rainforest. The reason this cave system is called just that is because apparently this is its home. According to lore, this cryptid with a thick, dark brown body can grow up to 80 feet long. The serpentine creature is able to move through the earth like a tremor, and it can also swim and breathe underwater. Like dragons from the Far East and the griffins of the West, Brazil's Minyoko is not to be messed with. Not only is it capable of attacking and even eating animals and humans, but it can also cause earthquakes and other natural disasters if provoked. Many Brazilians and people in neighboring countries to this day will associate unexplained phenomena or natural disasters to this creepy creature, citing that something has angered it and this is its revenge. As for the cave, it's always been a favorite destination for climbers and tourists who are looking for that unforgettable Amazonian adventure. However, visitors sometimes do admit that when there, they feel an unmistakable uneasiness to the area, as if they're in a territory that they don't belong in. There is, of course, no scientific evidence of this giant worm's existence, but regardless, the legend of the Minyoko is very real to many people in the area. So if you ask them about proof, they'll tell you it's all around in every earthquake and strange occurrence that may happen. Number 3. The Rake. Those visiting Peach Springs, Arizona wouldn't dare miss out on the opportunity to check out the Grand Canyon Caverns. Not the Grand Canyon, the Grand Canyon Caverns, which were first discovered in 1927, is a unique destination offering a rare opportunity to explore an underworld that is both cool and creepy for a few different reasons. The first one is more obvious, and that's because the caverns are located all the way down 200 feet below the Earth's surface. Anyone who's dared to descend this chasm knows the feeling of unease and claustrophobia that can set in. Down there, the Earth's sunlight doesn't penetrate. It's pitch black in some areas, and when no one else is around, the eerie silence can be deafening. And another reason, and perhaps the less obvious one depending who you ask, is the freaky subterranean creature that's said to thrive in these conditions, and it's called the Rake. This otherworldly creature has a humanoid appearance and has been spotted in dark caves throughout the Southwest with eyewitness accounts dating back to the 1600s. Though the details of this cryptid vary, many witnesses seem to agree on its physical traits, which include having pale white skin with a completely hairless body, sharp teeth, pointed ears, and razor-sharp claws. Though it has a wiry frame, the Rake is said to be very powerful and very stealthy. It typically crawls around on all four limbs, though When threatened, it can stand on its own 2 feet and vault at its prey. Its taste for violence and a panache for brutality makes the rake a major reason as to why some would never consider venturing down into the Grand Canyon caverns. And while it's been seen elsewhere, many believe that this cave system in Arizona is its main dwelling. Whether it exists is yet to be verified. It could be a powerful marketing tool aimed at those seeking a thrill. It could also be a figment of many people's imagination. Of course, if those are options, then it's also possible that this freaky humanoid does actually exist as well. Number 2. Melonheads. Just when you think you know every cryptid out there, the melonhead comes along to shake things up. The people from Ohio, Michigan, and Connecticut are more likely to know about these beings, but if you're outside of those states, then chances are we got a new one for you. As described, these humanoid beings have abnormally large heads, hence their name. Other details may vary depending on the locality, but they always have the large cabezas, and most agree that the eyes of them are particularly small and beady. The skin is pale, like a sheet of paper that stretches thinly over their oversized heads. Some versions of the story say that these cryptids bear sharp teeth and claws, making them deadly predators. As nocturnal creatures, they tend to be reclusive in the day, choosing to come out at night to hunt for their prey. Regardless of the actual description, all the legends point out that the melonhead is a very terrifying and dangerous being. As to their origins, it's believed that these creatures were actually once human beings, but their bodies and heads mutated as a result of a scientific experiment gone wrong. The culprit was a mad scientist who was conducting experiments on orphans, whom he brought deep into the woods near the small town of Kirtland, Ohio. While in captivity, the poor children suffered terribly. They were injected with a serum that the scientists thought would make his subjects become stronger, faster, and smarter. But instead, the opposite happened. The heads of the victims grew abnormally large to the point that they began to look more like hideous creatures than humans. Appalled by what he had created, he then left them out in the middle of nowhere, with the melon heads forced to take refuge in a series of tunnels and caves near an abandoned zoo. Some versions of the story exude a much darker tale, saying that the children, out of spite and hatred of the man, devised a plan to escape their prison and kill the doctor before running away. In this story, kids who were suffering from hydrocephalus were made to reside in a place called Felt Mansion, which is located in Lake Town Township, Michigan. The same thing happened thereafter, though. The children suffered abuse and botched experiments from the wicked doctor, and fed up with the maltreatment, they rose up against their tormentor, killed him, cut up his body, and spread his remains inside and outside of the property. The rumors now say that the melonheads inhabit the cave systems where they hid by day. When night comes, they would prowl around the woods searching for their next victim. And in Connecticut, there's no mad scientist involved. Instead, these melonheads are descendants of a colonial-era family who were banished into the woods after being accused of witchcraft. Through generations, then, of inbreeding, it resulted in the large heads and strange appearance, but they too prey upon any humans that wander into their territory. The three separate states, but in all the stories, these creatures live in caves and tunnels in the woods, have a terrifying appearance, and hunt during the night. While the details change, it is likely that at some point in time these mutated people lived in the areas, thus creating the legends of the melonheads. And whether or not they're still out there today is a question up for debate. Number 1. Ape Canyon. Slicing through the northeast side of Washington's Mount St. Helens is the aptly named Ape Canyon. A narrow gorge, this place has been a hotbed of mining activities as its rivers were once teeming with gold. In the summer of 1924, a group of gold prospectors came out running from the woods there, describing a terrifying experience. It all started when Fred Beck, Gabe Lefevre, John Peterson, Marion Smith, and his son Roy were at a clearing located 8 miles from Spirit Lake. There, in the thick of the forest, they saw four gigantic animals moving through the tree line. These creatures had human-like strides and stood erect, but Fred and his company knew that what they were looking at was not human or like any other animal they had known of. Covered with long black hair, they had ears sticking above their heads. In an interview, the gorilla men, as they called them, had four digits on each hand and foot that were short and stubby. By estimates, the beasts appeared to weigh around 400 pounds, each with a thick and massive body frame. Horrified, Beck instinctively fired his rifle at one of the creatures. He managed to hit him 3 times, and the force of the gunshots toppled the unsuspecting animal off a cliff. Fred later explained that it wasn't only him who fired shots, but regardless, the unnecessary violence proved to be a mistake. That night, the miners woke up to an onslaught of rocks being thrown at their cabin. When they looked outside, they saw the same group of large, hairy creatures they encountered earlier that day hurling them. It was such a terrifying experience for everyone inside as the mountain devils continued to throw huge projectiles from all sides. The men fought back, shooting at the monsters, hoping to drive them back, and it worked, at least momentarily. The rocks stopped coming, but minutes later, the crashing of them continued on. Clearly, the ape men were seeking vengeance. The pelting of rocks continued just before daybreak. At one point, the beast managed to jump on the roof and tore it up, allowing them to specifically target Beck, who had fired the shots. Reports said that Fred was struck in the head with a couple of stones, which rendered him unconscious for several hours. The attack finally ceased when daybreak began to come. Just as quickly as they arrived, they also vanished hurriedly through the thick of the forest. Meanwhile, at this point, the men took that chance to abandon their cabin and run out of the woods. Beck went on to write a book about their horrifying experience at Ape Canyon, which he titled, I Fought the Ape Men of Mount St. Helens. Considering the nature of the subject matter, his autobiography was met with much debate and skepticism, with some people believing that the event itself was entirely made up. Still, for Fred and the rest of his crew, that one fateful night in the summer of 1924 was as real as anything. And since then, the legend of Bigfoot has remained a mainstay all throughout the Pacific Northwest. So there you go, guys. That was 5 terrifying caves inhabited by cryptids. Hope you learned of a new one there, at least. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Please remember to subscribe and check out some of our other videos. Stay safe out there, and I'll see you soon.